Hello?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Gisette Knight?
Sure.
Thank you very much. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I do.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
In what context?
Generally speaking, do you think they are going in the right?
But that's what I'm asking. Like, I don't understand. What do you mean by this question? Is it political? Is it financially? Is it entrepreneur? Is it specifically for a specific community?
Take any consideration on all of those. It's just generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or on the wrong track?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs to be more context with that.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavine area is again?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1990.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
Me, I'm part Dominican.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or other race not listed here?
Black.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Would you describe it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say just fair.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people would say would improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavine. The first one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
I would say a 3.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
A 1.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
A 1.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Probably an 8.
From 1 to 5?
Oh, sorry, a 4.
Thank you. More good paying jobs?
A 4.
Better street and road maintenance?
A 5.
More dining and entertainment options.
A 5.
Thank you very much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Entrepreneur.
Thank you. And would you say is that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavine?
Is that on a scale of 1 to 5?
No, we just want to know if you think it's too many, too few, or about the right amount.
I would say about the right amount.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
I would say too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Excuse me. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
No.
Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
Sure.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Some more.
Thank you. Would you like to see more home goods stores or and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Laveen?
Yes, I don't think we have a hospital.
And
in
would
a
that
traditional
be...
sense.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. So would that be also yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And would you like to see more restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues in Laveen?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you very much. And in your words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
I would say mom and pop.
Another one that you would like, or would that is fine?
Yeah, more small businesses. We have a lot of, like Home Depots and Fry's and Carl's Jr.'s, but we don't have a lot of small businesses, mom and pop shops, family owned. We need more of those out here.
And for the family owned, what type of family owned? In which area or?
In food and beverage, we don't have none of those really out here. So that would be cool to see.
Thank you very much. So because I had to type your answer, I typed more like mom and pops and small businesses like food and beverage stores.
Sure.
Is that okay? Okay. Thank you very much. And now we're going to switch gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it's a slight problem. They're building houses over here. The issue I have with them is the density. They're too close to each other.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it's a big problem.
A very big problem or a fairly big problem?
Very big problem.
Thank you. Now, still thinking about residential development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen?
No.
Would you like to see more of multifamily housing, like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
No.
Thank you very much. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Is it less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? More than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and or family?
I'm renting my home.
Thank you. Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have, I think this is the last battery of questions, and then we will go to some statistical questions and we're finished. So please bear with me for a couple more minutes. Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
I oppose.
And is that a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I strongly oppose.
The next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I agree with that.
Would you say you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor, but there's a lot of empty lots out here, so this is what I don't understand.
What a coincidence, because the next one is, the next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Yes, I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I strongly oppose.
And the last proposal of this question, of this part is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000, $100,001 to $125,000, or more than $100,000? Okay, thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation.
Have a good one.
Have a good day. You too. Damn.